You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 1st. Can't believe it's August already, but we've got another great show for you, so let's jump right into it. We'll start off in the Olympics, where the U.S. men's basketball team took on South Sudan in the second of their three pool play games. Jason Tatum got the start in this one after not playing a single minute in the first game against Serbia. But then at the opposite end of the spectrum, Joel Embiid, who started against Serbia, did not play at all in this one. And those differences in the lineups really emphasize the depth of this U.S. team. You know, Tatum just led the best team in the NBA in all major categories in the NBA Finals, and Embiid just won an MVP a couple of years ago, and here they find themselves fighting for minutes on this star-studded U.S. Olympic team. But anyway, the U.S. went on to win this one 103-86, and speaking of depth, the bench was huge in this one as the U.S. reserves outscored the South Sudan bench 66-14. Bam Adebayo was especially great in this one as he had a team-high 18 points on 80% shooting, and he also added 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. Durant, Anthony Edwards, and Derek White also scored in double figures off the bench, and LeBron played well again in this one with 12 points, 7 boards, and 5 dimes in 21 minutes of action. The only player on the team who really had a bad shooting night was ironically the best shooter of all time, Steph, who was just 1 for 9 from the field and 0 for 6 from 3 in this one. But anyway, with the win, the U.S. guarantees themselves a spot in the quarterfinals now, and they could win the group outright with a win over Puerto Rico on Saturday. They opened that one as like a 30.5-point favorite, so I don't think they'll have any issue with them this weekend. But looking at the bigger picture, they are the only undefeated team in Group C, and they have the best point differential among any of the teams in the tournament, and they're still heavy favorites to bring home the gold medal. So the only team that's actually been close to as dominant as them in the first two games is the German squad led by Dennis Schröder, the Wagner brothers, and Daniel Theiss. They beat Japan and Brazil by a combined 33 points. Also qualified for a quarterfinal spot already. They also played the U.S. tough in their final prelim match, as the U.S. only won that game by 4, and it took some heroics from LeBron down the stretch to get them to that point. So between the Germans, Serbia, the Canadians, and France, the U.S. will probably face somewhat of a test at some point in the knockout stage. But for now, they look pretty solid. And speaking of like the knockout stage and just the tournament in general, for anyone unfamiliar with the format, so there's 12 total teams that qualified for the Olympics. They were divided into three groups of 4 teams, and then each team plays the other 3 teams in their group during pool play. And the top 2 teams in each of those groups will then advance to the quarterfinals. But that's only 6 teams. You need 8 for the quarterfinals. So the next 2 best teams also get to advance as wild cards. So 8 teams move on to the quarters. From there, there's also some stipulations for the matchups where like the top 2 teams will be on opposite sides of the bracket. And I don't think you can play anybody from your pool either. But long story short, it's essentially a 3-round single elimination tournament from there to determine the best team in the world. Right now, it looks like we'll get Canada and Australia out of Group A, Germany and France out of Group B, and the U.S. and Serbia out of Group C. And then Spain and South Sudan will probably be the favorites to get the final wildcard spots. But it's all up in the air for now. We could see a lot of movement on Friday and Saturday, so we'll see how that all plays out. But anyway, looking elsewhere around France, the other U.S. men's basketball team, the 3-on-3 team, they lost again, making that 0-2 in the tournament so far. So it's not looking too good for them to advance beyond pool play. But in other positive news, Katie Ledecky won her 8th gold medal in the women's 1500-meter freestyle, continuing her run of dominance in swimming's longest event. Finished in just over 15.5 minutes, setting an Olympic record and beating the second place finisher by about half a lap. And I saw a crazy stat. I think it showed that this race was the 8th fastest time ever by a woman in this event, regardless of setting. But the ridiculous part is Ledecky also has the top 7 times all time and the rest of the top 20 times as well. So when you look at the top 20 times ever in the women's 1500 meter. They're all just Katie Ledecky. So there's been no one even close to touching her in this event, just complete dominance across the board. But in other swimming news, French swimmer Léon Marchand completed one of the most incredible doubles of all time. He won the gold in the 200 meter butterfly and the 200 meter breaststroke, about 2 hours apart from each other last night. So super impressive stuff from him as well. Non-Olympic news, we'll take a look over at the MLB, where Logan Webb threw a rare complete game shutout. The A's giving up just 5 hits while striking out 6 as San Fran beat Oakland 1-0 in the second of 2 games in this Bay Bridge series. Clayton Kershaw gave up 7 runs in the Dodgers 8-1 loss to the Padres. Rafael Devers walked it off for the Red Sox in extras with a double off the Green Monster to beat the Mariners 3-2. Jackson Holliday hit a grand slam for his first career home run for the Orioles as they beat the Blue Jays 10-4. The Yankees beat the Phillies 6-5 thanks to a grand slam of their own off the bat of DJ LeMahieu. And with the win, they now complete the 3-game sweep of Philly, and they've now won 5 in a row, looking again like one of the better teams in baseball after an awful stretch before the All-Star break had them looking like their season might completely fall apart. But then we also saw the Cubs put up 13 runs on 17 hits against the Reds in a 9-run victory. And the Guardians were off last night, but they had some excitement in their organization as their top overall pick in the draft, Travis Bazzana, smashed his first home run in the pros for their high A team, the Lake County Captains. He's now hitting .364 with a home run, 5 RBIs, 5 runs, and a stolen base in his time so far with Lake County. So I'm sure they will be doing the Captain Tony out there a few more times in Eastlake before he inevitably gets called up to the bigs. But with that, we'll just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.